always been interested in alternative energy. About 10 years ago, I started the company Solar Wind and introduced solar panels, inverters, generators to the market. And then I've been curious for electric vehicles just for myself. And in the process of researching this one, I had the opportunity of buying a number of 48-volt electric vehicles that were not selling in large cities. And based upon that one phone call, I guess I got in the business.
You brought 8 up here, 1 for yourself and 7 to sell?
That's correct.
Okay. And how do you like them? What do you think of them so far?
Well, they're very fun to drive. They're easy to drive. Of all the cars I've ever driven, including rental cars, they're the easiest to get in and out of.
And this one, basically, you take it home, you plug it into a standard wall outlet, and it's charging?
That is correct.
Okay. And then how long does it take? A couple hours, usually, to fill your batteries? Or?
If you fully discharge the batteries, it could take 4 to 5 hours. But normally, I recharge after each trip, which is about 10 miles. And so it probably takes a couple hours at the most.
Okay. And then you're saying about, a couple cents a mile is what you're looking at?
Correct. I have a meter at the house that I have metered it since I've owned it, so I've put over 500 miles on it, and I am getting 1.7 cents a mile.
Wow. So I guess you're driving down the street with a smile on your face most days.
Yes. The range of the vehicles is about 30 miles per charge, and typically 3 trips to town, 4 trips to town, you'll be about 30 miles.
And then speed here, it looks like we're going about 24 miles per hour over the PFI hill there, 26 even going on the backside. So we're getting some roll down the backside. Now you're going over the speed limit.
Well, gotta watch.
That's all right. Now 30 miles per hour going down the backside of PFI Hill. So.
The motor system is governed at 25. It has the ability of going 30, 35 miles an hour, but the motor controller itself governs the engine, so it can't go over 25.
How is that for you driving around town? Do you have long lines behind you ever, or pull over and let people pass? Or?
If I go out beyond the ferry terminal, then I usually pull over if there's any cars behind me. But otherwise in town, typically I'm going with the flow of traffic. The vehicle itself is a Daihatsu Move. It's a Japanese design, a Japanese company with a Chinese assembly. They're sold in the Japanese market as a minivan. And in Japan, they have a gasoline engine, and they go full speed, 65, 70 miles an hour, whatever. And my understanding is that they are quite popular. Miles Rubin goes over to Asia, purchases the vehicle, and without the gasoline engine, and retrofits them with electric motor, batteries, and controller.
Makes a company of it and starts selling them. All right. And so, and it compares to like a Zen. This is a heavier car. It's actual car versus something that's much more lightweight. And
for a car that's only 11 feet 2 inches long, it weighing 3,000 pounds, it's actually a heavy little car.
Got license plate LSV003, the third one registered in the state of Alaska. And it's one of those special low-speed vehicle plates that's going to be a kind of historic thing someday.
Yeah, there's 3 orange stripes on the left and on the right, and basically that stands for low speed. I understand that most of the states do not have special plates, so Alaska is kind of unique in this area. We're looking underneath the hood, and here we have 2 batteries. And then if you can look underneath the batteries, you'll see that there's a DC motor, the original transmission, which is locked in second. And then on the right-hand side, you have the motor controller,
the charger system for the conventional battery, and then the 12-volt battery operates your controls, headlights, and accessories. And then underneath the back seat, there's two additional batteries.
I suppose you still have a gas-powered car, though?
That we do. Yeah. We still have to pull the boat out of the water.
All right, so this is your main car. Do you drive it around as your main car? Or?
It's becoming our main car. It's a car of choice. It's a lot easier to get in and out of, and it's a lot more fun to drive.